We've had headlines every day over the past week since an aluminum smelting reservoir filled with toxic tailings actually burst in western Hungary, and the toxic sludge spill has killed seven people. It's devastated the surrounding countryside, made its way to the Danube, one of the most important rivers in Europe. Lots of questions here. This is what Hungary's State Secretary for Environmental Protection, Zoltán Illés, says about the reservoir.
Collapse could take place right now, tomorrow, day after tomorrow, but who knows?
So with all of those questions, the possibility of a subsequent flood with even more devastation is still possible. Joining us now from Ica, Hungary, where the aluminum factory is Nick Thorpe from our partner, the BBC. Nick, first of all, what is the danger and what can the authorities in Hungary do to prevent a second collapse?
Basically, the danger is of that northern wall of the main reservoir, the stricken reservoir where the accident began a week ago, of that collapsing, allowing what remains in that stricken reservoir to ooze down through the valley. There's a second danger, perhaps even larger than that, of a second reservoir next door, next to that first reservoir, breaking simply because the two reservoirs standing next to each other depended on each other for their stability. Many measures are being taken to try to prevent either of those happening, but there are contingency measures because the authorities believe that the final collapse of that first reservoir is now actually inevitable. So they've been building a massive protective wall. This is not a temporary measure, they stress, but probably a permanent one. This will be something like more than a mile long, and it's also something like 30 metres, 30 yards thick. So that's being built at the moment. We're told just now that it's 70% completed. They're hoping to finish that by Tuesday evening local time.
We're talking with Nick Thorpe from Ica, Hungary, the site of the aluminum factory where the initial flood has taken place and where they're taking steps to try to prevent subsequent flooding from that industrial accident site. Nick, you've had enough experience in Eastern Europe to note that walls being built to separate Eastern Europe from the rest of Europe have a kind of Cold War ring to them. A lot of people, when the Cold War ended, talked about the integration of Eastern Europe with the rest of Europe as containing surprises like this, where the industrial standards in Eastern Europe weren't the same as in, say, West Germany or England or France, and that there were all kinds of accidents waiting to happen. Is this unique to this plant, or are we seeing a pattern emerge?
I think there is certainly a lot of finger pointing now at this moment, as after any accident, and that controversy focuses really on whether the company concerned, which have run this aluminium plant, were illegally continuing to fill a reservoir when it was already full, whether they knew about cracks or fissures in the side of it and then continued or not. Some people are quoted in the local media as saying the company knew, that they had been warned. The company itself is sticking very much to its own script. It is saying that it didn't know, that it's spent a great deal of money over the years trying to make this safe. As you say, this is a controversy over Eastern Europe, not just in Hungary, but in Romania, in Bulgaria, in Slovakia, in the Czech Republic. There are accusations often that health standards are not kept, that safety standards are not kept. But certainly, as an investigation continues into this, a criminal investigation, a lot of questions being asked. The Prime Minister himself, Viktor Orban, the Hungarian Prime Minister, has been speaking to Parliament in the last few minutes about the disaster, and he's been saying that it would be important to restart production, that jobs cannot be lost. Some 3,000 local jobs in just this small town of 30,000 people depend on this plant, but he's saying that if production does restart, it must be done within very strict parameters, that no further danger must be allowed. Any bigger than the danger that the people here are already facing must be allowed to develop.
You can hear Nick Thorpe is there at Ica, Hungary, where the aluminum factory, the site of this flood, which is being described as one of the worst environmental disasters ever in Central Europe. Nick, we saw after the end of the Cold War that really it was a kind of a bargain basement sell-off of industrial enterprises in Eastern Europe and inside former Soviet republics. Is this aluminum company wholly owned in Hungary, or are there some offshore or out-of-country culprits being blamed for what's happened here?
My understanding is that it is Hungarian-owned, but as you say, a lot of interesting deals, shall we say, to put it mildly, in the early 1990s, and certainly some of the media here have been carrying reports that this was sold off at just a fraction of its real value. But again, a lot of reports will only really find out the true state of that when the full independent inquiry publishes its findings.
Because this involves the watershed of the Danube, potentially all of Europe is threatened to some extent. Is there any sort of European-wide response to this, or is all of Europe going to just have to wait for Hungary to deal with this on its own?
The European Union has offered help. Hungary has initially asked for 5 experts in toxic pollution of this kind. But of course, it's difficult because there's never been an accident. People are saying, not only in Europe but elsewhere in the world, exactly like this one. Here in Hungary today, 5 experts sent by the European Union from different European countries with some experience of perhaps similar accidents, industrial accidents, have arrived. We're expecting them just in the coming hours here at the site of the accident. We know, for example, one of the members or one of those experts comes from Spain and is an expert on a spill of acid rather than alkaline, as in this case, but a spill of acid from a zinc mine in southern Spain in May 1998. So they're trying to bring in people who might have some knowledge of accidents on a par with this, because what the Hungarians have been struggling to do, they've been coping, it seems to me, from being on the site for more than a week here, pretty well with the immediate humanitarian concerns on the site, the clean-up efforts. But what they don't know, what no one seems to know, is how toxic this stuff could be in the long term to agriculture, to groundwater, also the danger of airborne pollution as dust, red dust, as this sludge.
Indeed.
This toxic sludge dries out and blows through the air.
All issues that will unfold in the coming weeks, months, or years. Nick Thorpe for the BBC in Ica, Hungary, where the aluminum flood has threatened the Danube and killed 7 people.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.